Cover story, baptism. Title, remember your baptism. Acts chapter 8, verse 36. See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized? When the Ethiopian heard the message of Jesus as the Christ, who willingly gave his life for the sins of the world, he desired to be baptized into Jesus' name. Would anything hinder him from receiving this great blessing and from being received by God? Would the color of his skin, his nationality, or his past sins make him unacceptable to the Lord? What joy and relief when Philip put him down into the water and baptized him. Nothing could hinder him from receiving the grace of God in baptism and being made a child of God. No wonder, quote, he went on his way rejoicing, end quote. Acts chapter 8, verse 39. Do you want to go on your way rejoicing today, tomorrow, every day? Then remember your baptism. Whether you can actually remember the day you were baptized or simply know that you were baptized as a child, remember the fact that you were baptized. For that is the day when you were connected with Jesus and everything that he did for you. Whenever you sin, you deserve to die, for Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin is death. Remember your baptism and rejoice, for that is when you were united with Jesus in his death. From Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4, do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death. His death counts for you, and all your sins were paid for. Your baptism also connected you with Christ's life. Quote, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Verse 4. We now have a new life with Christ. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. From Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. When you are tempted to sin, remember your baptism. Quote, how shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? From Romans chapter 6, verse 2. Therefore, from verse 11, consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Do you ever fear that you are not fit to be a child of God, that perhaps something might hinder you from being with him forever? Remember your baptism, for that is a day upon which Christ clothed you with his perfection. Quote, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. From Galatians chapter 3, verses 26-27. Nothing can hinder you from being in God's presence now or forever. Remember your baptism. That is the day you were connected to Christ, clothed with his righteousness, saved and given new life. We remember because we want to continue with him forever. Quote, and you, who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, Yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. If indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard. End quote from Colossians chapter 1, verses 21 to 23. Remember your baptism and continue in that glorious new life with Jesus Christ. With Jesus in our lives, we can go on our way rejoicing. Our author is David Reim, pastor of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Vernon, British Columbia.